and make sure that you know them well enough to use them. Some people suggest strange and complicated business stuff that really depends on luck, all in the name of, quote, innovation. I suggest simple and proven stuff that depends on hard work. Then, when you find something that makes you money, you double down and work even harder. Yes, luck does play a role in business. Your business will have seasons for that reason. But hard work pays whether you've got luck on your side or not. Then, when your luck comes, your hard work compounds into something incredible. It all comes together. Successful business owners think in decades, not days. Some seasons look great and others not so much. But when you see all the seasons put next to each other, results speak for themselves. This workbook is not written by a man who hasn't done everything in it. Rarely do I talk about my formal education. Yes, I studied business at Vanderbilt. No, I don't think it made a difference one way or another. I met thousands of people with fancy business degrees that have gone nowhere with them. The degree itself means nothing. I don't talk about business because I know stuff about business. I talk about business because I do it. I have done business and won. I've done business and lost it all. I've done business and won again. All the stuff in this book, courses, and workbooks, I've lived it. This workbook is not the main book. When I first started these workbooks, I had an issue. Most of the other workbooks out there sucked. They copied some stuff from one book, pasted it into another, asked stupid open-ended questions, then added dozens of blank pages to, quote, reflect. Sucky fluff to the max. If I published sucky fluff, I could never live with myself. It does wrong by you and everyone who cares about this mission. The $100 Million series have done a fantastic job on their own. Putting out the same stuff again would look lame, cannibalize my own content, and insult you. Gross. The workbook, although the ultimate companion to the $100 Million series, had to stand on their own. The workbooks bring together important concepts, but it's not the main book. The workbook strengthens your understanding of those concepts, but it's not the main book. The workbook challenges you to apply those concepts, but again, it's not the main book. The workbook does raise your money-making potential, but it's not the main book. The workbook can stand on its own, but if you use the workbook to replace the main book, you might make a mistake. The main book makes the workbook more valuable. The workbook makes the main book more valuable. So to get the biggest benefits for your business, use both. This workbook is not for people who think making lots of money is bad. So many good people have the wrong beliefs about money. They think making lots of money or wanting to makes them bad people. They think others will see them as bad if they try. And for that reason, many good people keep themselves poor on purpose. Let me tell you something. When the good guys keep themselves poor on purpose, the bad guys win. End of story. Getting good at business also means getting the right beliefs about money. Like it or not, a business has one primary function, to make it. As a business owner, if you put making money anywhere other than on the top of your list, your business will fail. The good guys lose. Don't let the good guys lose. Business has tons of virtuous elements: mastering skills, building self-control, distributing useful stuff, and making a difference in people's lives. If you take money making out of the equation, like many naive business owners, it all falls apart. Good businesses make lots of money. If you want to build a good business, then get comfortable making lots of money. So let's make lots of money. How to use this workbook and summary. You can use this workbook and summary on its own, before reading the main book, after reading the main book, while reading the main book. So really, you can use the workbook whenever you want. The workbook goes over material in the same order as the main book. This makes it easier to go through both books at once, but the similarities end there. First, I go over an important business thing. I'll introduce the important business thing as a problem to solve, a key concept, and the like. You'll know it when you see it. Second, I give an example of that important stuff in action and maybe a few other notes about it. After that, you do an exercise or several about the key concept to help it stick. Then, where it makes sense, you see how it makes a difference in your business. This process repeats for each important thing that I stuffed in here. But only one thing really matters, that you use the stuff in real life. Outline of this workbook and summary. I hate seeing people led astray. I saw 30 plus people making bad workbooks out of an objectively great book based on the 20,000 plus 5-star Amazon reviews. And since people only read workbooks and summaries, they would judge me off the poor bastardized versions of my book. That felt bad. So I decided to make a workbook and summary version of my original $100 Million Offers book myself. At least this way, you learn the right stuff rather than whatever some person who never owned a business tells you is important. You can hear it from me. I simplified the original text into a problem-solution framework for you. Intro, problem A. Why can Alex give advice? Solution, credibility and relatability. Problem B, business owners are broke. Solution B, they need a grand slam offer. How to make a grand slam offer. Problem one, you sell a commodity. Solution, differentiate. Problem two, you have bad customers. Solution two, find a starving crowd. Problem three,